is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Thank you for listening. Those of you who are in the USA, the European Union, and the rest of planet Earth, what we have on today's menu is truth, because it's truth that sets you free, and it's knowledge that gives you power. What we have in the United States of America right now, roughly, from a statistical perspective, we have about half of all Americans, 50% of all Americans, living in a trance state. And then we have another 50% of Americans who are in varying degrees awakening from this trance state. So we have 50% in varying degrees of a trance state, and 50% of Americans in varying degrees waking up from a trance state. Now, what is it? What is this prime indicator which keeps people locked in their consciousness, in their brains, in their minds? What is it? What's the magnet that locks them in to believing a collection of lies? What is it that keeps people, their minds in a small box, their minds in a trance state? Well, after thinking about this and researching this for decades, and specifically ever since the COVID virus broke out, I've determined, probably like many of you, that the deciding factor of whether or not somebody's in a trance state or not is what media, what kind of media are these people regularly ingesting? And I can tell you with almost mathematical precision that if a person is locked into the facts, the so-called facts, the so-called reporting, the so-called journalism, the so-called data that is spewing forth from the mainstream media, the media owned by ultimately BlackRock and Vanguard, if their focal point is mainstream media and everything they're getting in terms of so-called information is being downloaded into their brains by propaganda, persuasion, social engineering, advertising, PR, promotion from that mainstream media, well, we both know what the answer is. They're going to believe the official party line. They're going to believe the official propaganda line. So when it comes to statistics and data on COVID or COVID vaccinations or how COVID is spreading and COVID's effect, both vaccination and the effect of the virus itself, on the economy, on the middle class, on the working class, all of this is directly connected to the worldview that all these individuals have opened their minds to. And so you can just go down a list. If they're watching and listening to mainstream media, then they're going to believe a particular list of things. And those lists of things are based on lies, distortion, non-truths, et cetera, et cetera. So where does it take us? It takes us to this place right here, right now on planet Earth, where we are as a collective society on Earth and in the USA. If you know history, if you have a knowledge of history, which, by the way, you would not have any knowledge whatsoever of history if you're getting all your data and your information from the mainstream media. You would not know history. It's a given. And if the only so-called history you've been taught is in the educational system, universities, college, media, films, things like that, the mainstream media, then you can be sure that you don't know history. Because you see, people who know history don't go to those media sources for their data and information. Why? Because intelligent people who read, who self-educate, are not content with gathering their data and their information from faulty sources. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, let's talk about Nazi Germany. There is an amazing similarity between what is happening now and what happened in Nazi Germany. I mean, it's just staggering. You go down the list and compare the two. But you would never know that. You would never know about all these similarities between now and Nazi Germany if you didn't do your own homework, your own independent reading, independent research, and independent study. So what do we find out about Nazi Germany? Well, Nazi Germany used science, it used medicine, it used DNA, it used genetics, you know, the science of attempting to improve mankind through genetic engineering. Nazi Germany used all of that, but it gets worse than that. Nazi Germany, what we have in our time is we have like COVID-19, we have the COVID vaccination, we have Omicron, we have the different variants, and we have these vaccines. And one of the people writing, criticizing the vaccines are the people who had relatives or the few that are still alive from the mass vaccination programs that were done on behalf of the Holocaust survivors. The Holocaust, of course, being where Adolf Hitler slaughtered and murdered 30 million Jews and Protestants and Catholics. He used medical and genetic reasoning to commit mass genocide. And so these Holocaust survivors and their children and grandchildren have been comparing the programs in the U.S., in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada. And what they have done is they have condemned the COVID-19 mass vaccination programs on behalf of the Holocaust survivors, their children and grandchildren. Now, let me read you from Global Research part of what a letter says. And I think you need to hear what this person has to say, because this person is presenting to you what happened in history regarding the Nazis, the Nazi medical programs, the Nazi vaccination programs, et cetera, et cetera. And this is what this person said. Quote, "We, the survivors of the atrocities committed against humanity during the Second World War, feel bound to follow our conscience and right this time. It is obvious to us that another Holocaust of greater magnitude is taking place before our eyes. The majority of the world's populace do not yet realize what is happening. For magnitude of an organized crime such as this is beyond their scope of experience. We, however, know. We remember. We call upon you to stop this ungodly medical experiment on humankind immediately." Now, these are very strong words. And I would add this to it. And this is addressed to all the evangelical, born-again Protestant Christians in America. And I want you to hear me. If you're in that category of born again Christian, evangelical Christian, Protestant Christian, if you happen to be in that category, and if you're thinking about COVID, the vaccination, and where it's going to take us, you know, Jesus said, you know the truth shall set you free. So these are words written by people who survived the Holocaust and their children and grandchildren, because the children and grandchildren of the Holocaust survivors also knew all the inside facts. They had paperwork and photographs. And so their account of history is very, very valid. So let's read what these Holocaust survivors, their children and grandchildren, have to say to us. And again, I want to emphasize, when I say to us, I would amplify and underscore that by saying to us, the words evangelical Christian and born-again Christian should be underlined. Because you see, that is the group that claims to know the truth and want the truth. So they write a letter, and this is part of what they've written. They're out to educate humanity about what the COVID-19 virus, what the COVID-19 mass vaccination programs are going to end up doing to our nation and world and society, based on their knowledge of the facts of what occurred during the reign of terror of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. So let me read it again. Quote, "We, the survivors of the atrocities committed against humanity during the Second World War, feel bound to follow our conscience and write the letter. It is obvious to us that another Holocaust of a greater magnitude is taking place before our eyes. The majority of the world's populace do not yet realize what is happening, for a magnitude of an organized crime such as this is beyond the scope of their experience." In other words, what they're saying is the magnitude of the crimes of COVID vaccinations and the COVID virus, the magnitude of the crimes against humanity that is being brought about by COVID mass vaccinations and COVID is inconceivable to people who don't understand history. Of course, that born-again Christians, evangelical Christians would be at the top of the list. And by the way, that if you know, I hear this all the time in the evangelical church, what would Jesus do? Well, let me tell you something about Jesus. And I don't pretend to know all about Jesus, but I know enough about Jesus to know that God is love. I know enough about Jesus to know that we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. We're supposed to love one another so that all men will know that we are his disciples. And so our primary mandate is love. But when you choose to be ignorant of what history has to teach us, then God Almighty holds you, the larger percentage of the evangelical church, and the larger percentage of the born-again Christians, God personally holds you and me responsible for what is happening now and what is going to happen in the near future, based on the firsthand experience and the knowledge of people who went through Adolf Hitler's Holocaust. They continue in their letter. We, however, know, we remember, we call upon you to stop this ungodly medical experiment on humankind immediately. So the survivors of the Holocaust, their children and grandchildren, are saying this to Christians, evangelical Christians, Protestant Christians, born-again Christians, and others. They are pleading with us. They are reminding us that they know what happened in history with the Nazis. And they're saying this: the majority of the world's populace do not yet realize what is happening, for magnitude of an organized crime such as this is beyond their scope of experience. We, however, know, we remember, we call upon you to stop this ungodly medical experiment on humankind immediately. So what happened with Nazi Germany and Adolf Hitler? After they were defeated by the America and Great Britain and other nations, they held the famous Nuremberg trials, in which they tried the Nazis for violation of the Nuremberg Code. Because the Nuremberg Code was a code where there were heavy penalties if you chose to violate the Nuremberg Code. And the Nuremberg Code would not allow the Nazis and others to use a criminal experimentation on innocent people, sadistic experimentation on innocent people. And they had held a trial, and many of them went to jail or were executed for violating the Nuremberg Code. And there's talk right now, and there are certain high-level political officials that are attempting to hold what they call a Nuremberg Trial 2. And they want to hold it immediately because they believe it's applicable to what's happening now. That just like the Nazis violated the original Nuremberg Code, that people in power all over the U.S. and the world have also violated the Nuremberg Code. And they need to be brought to trial, jailed, sentenced, and if necessary, according to what the law says, executed. This is serious, but the crime against humanity, against you, against me, against our children and grandchildren, the crimes against humanity are mind-blowing. So, let's read some of the items here regarding the Nuremberg Code. And let's talk about what we mean here. First of all, Principle 1 of the Nuremberg Code states, quote, "The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. Without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, lying, overreaching, or other or ulterior form of constraint and coercion." So number one is, if you are forcing people, whether it's psychological enforcement, whether it's economic enforcement, military enforcement, if you're enforcing people, okay, and taking away their right to say no or to say yes, then you're in violation of the Nuremberg Code. Right now in America and in other places of the world, you have major governments that have already taken away the right of the people to choose voluntarily whether or not they'll get the vaccination or whether what they'll do if they get COVID. And they're supposed to have rights and options. So if you don't feel comfortable with the vaccination, you should be allowed to use alternatives, such as ivermectin and other alternatives. Now, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you a medical advice. But according to the Nuremberg Code, you have medical rights, and you're allowed to exercise them. This clearly and emphatically shows that all forms of forced vaccinations over the years, not just for COVID-19, are unethical, immoral, and illegal. It doesn't matter whether they are, it doesn't matter whether or not they are fully approved, because forcing any kind of medication of people, on people especially, if they aren't even sick, is experimenting on them. So what they're pointing out, that this lying maneuver of the promoters of the COVID vaccine, they're using psychological manipulation on people. And the way their game is played is this. That all consent has to be voluntary. And any form, any form of what is called a forced vaccination over the years, not just a forced COVID-19 vaccination, but all the other forced vaccinations that were done to people without their consent, without their choice, and in violation of their rights, is a criminal violation of the Nuremberg Code and should be enforced immediately. And then it makes a very clever, a high integrity definition. It doesn't matter whether or not they are fully approved. In other words, it doesn't matter whether or not the COVID-19 is fully approved, the vaccine. It doesn't matter whether the pneumonia vaccine or this vaccine or that vaccine is fully approved. They're saying that's the fully approved status of vaccinations and treatments does not make it qualify as legal by the Nuremberg Code, because any kind of forced medication on people, especially if they aren't even sick, is experimenting on them. So if you're forcing, coercing, lying, pushing people, arresting people, using military power, police power, the power of the state, if you are forcing and coercing in dictatorial fashion and mandating by threat of law and imprisonment that people get these vaccinations, that is illegal. It's a criminal action, because the people you're forcing to get all these vaccines are not even sick. So you're abusing them in a criminal manner. This is no small thing. This is what the world community, including the United States, let's never forget, the world community, including the United States, after World War II, held the Nuremberg trials, where we tried legally in a court of law all the Nazi doctors, all the Nazi scientists, all the Nazi governmental officials, all the Nazi high-ranking Germans, every one of them that violated these Nuremberg Code laws were sentenced to prison, were sentenced to death, and other severe punishments. What is being done right now in the United States of America and around the world, the European Union, and nations all over the world, including America, what's being done right now is just as much a violation of the criminal law of the Nuremberg Code as was the violation of the Nuremberg Code that the Nazis, that Nazi Germany and the Nazi scientists did. It's just as illegal and sadistic and cruel. The FDA website declares that no medical product is 100% safe or effective, while the CDC website says that any vaccine can cause side effects and repeatedly states when clicking on the side effects under regularly recommended vaccines, as with any medicine, there is a very remote chance of a vaccine causing a severe allergic reaction. Other serious injury or death. Okay, now listen to this. This is critical here. And no, by the way, notice that the news media that masquerades like Cinderella going to the ball in a pumpkin carriage, all the fineries, the pomposity, the egocentric behavior of Cinderella going to the grand ball, which was just a big fake fraudulent ceremony. It's a big show. Well, that's what this whole COVID thing is. It's a big show. Now, the CDC website lists the dangerous side effects that the COVID-19 vaccines can cause. So we know for a fact that our Orwellian thought police media, that our media, which is completely corrupt, completely lying, and completely pumping out propaganda, we have no media in the United States of America. And if you don't understand that, then you need to go read some books and think and just reflect for a while. Turning all the major news television channels and the cable news networks and the radio networks, et cetera, and when you're channel surfing and you're perusing through all the different networks and you're hearing the exact same sound bites, the exact same news stories, as you go from channel to channel to channel, you're hearing the exact same propaganda. That is not an indication of fair, credible news reporting. That is a revelation of a completely Big Brother, George Orwell, 1984, thought police, totalitarian government form of news control. That's what we have in the U.S. And if you are deluded enough and smoking the hookah pipe in Alice in Wonderland, and your brains have been blown into the matrix, well, maybe you think we have a free media. The rest of us who didn't smoke the pipe with the hookah pipe with the caterpillar, the rest of us that didn't smoke the stuff, our brains are still intact, and we can think rationally, logically, and clearly, and we see the thought crime for what it is. So, the media, I was channel surfing today. I had run errands in the car, and I was channel surfing, and every single mainstream media-owned radio station or network had the same point of view. They were all lying, all propagandizing, and all not telling the truth. They totally organize, and they totally share a common goal of lying and propaganda and hiding the real truth about the vaccination and COVID from you. And then they, this is very important, they hide the enormous amount of secondary diseases, reactions, sicknesses, deaths that people are getting in very large numbers. People who have gotten the COVID vaccine. Maybe they didn't even want the COVID vaccine, but there are, you know, countless numbers of employers that if they issued an order, if you don't take the COVID vaccine, you're going to get fired from your job. Now, people need to survive. People need to eat. Some people have spent a lifetime positioning themselves somewhere up the career ladder, only to be told at the end of the day, because they don't feel comfortable with vaccinations, that they could lose their house, lose their money, lose their jobs, lose their marriage, lose everything, because they won't have a, they won't have a way of supporting themselves. That's wrong. It's criminal pressure. So look at some of the diseases that are listed as the side effects by the CDC, side effects from the COVID-19 vaccines. They can't, COVID-19 vaccines can cause anaphylaxis, which is a severe allergic reaction that can cause death, and in some cases, it can cause death, and in some cases, death. TTS, which is thrombosis and thrombocytopenia, I'm not a doctor, forgive my pronunciation, syndrome, which causes blood clots along with serious long-term disability and death. Guillain-Barre syndrome causes the body's immune system to attack the nerves and could eventually paralyze the whole body. Look, quit smoking the dope, man. I'm serious. These are very, very serious diseases. These are criminally deadly diseases that can produce serious catastrophic illnesses and serious deaths. Here's other things that getting the vaccine can cause you to have. Blood clots, serious long-term disability and death. Guillain-Barre syndrome causes the body's immune system to attack the nerves and could eventually paralyze the whole body. Now, I don't know about you, but going out there to get the vaccine, and I'm not saying that every person who gets the vaccine is going to get all these diseases. Please pay attention to the precision by which I'm trying to communicate. I am not saying just because you got the vaccine that you are definitely going to get all diseases. But there are a significant number of people who are getting these diseases. So it has to be taken seriously. Blood clots along with serious long-term disability and death. Attacking the body's nerves, which eventually paralyze the whole body. Myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, which can lead to heart attack and stroke. In addition to insisting the adverse vaccine events are very rare, that's a lie, by the way. The CDC, the Faucis, and all the so-called experts are lying to the American public and they're lying to the public of the world when they get up in front of the camera and lie through their teeth, and they lie by saying things like this. Every time they insist that adverse vaccine events are very rare, they're lying. The CDC, along with other COVID apologists, try to downplay the 19,886 U.S. COVID-19 vaccination deaths and 32,644 permanently disabled listed on the VAERS Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System website as of December 3rd, 2021. This in spite of the fact that the 2007-2010 study by the Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare Institute showed that vaccine injuries and deaths are grossly underreported. So the media has an Orwellian thought police, sold out, total control, owned by the billionaire, trillionaire, Vanguard, BlackRock people, and they are releasing disinformation because they are reporting a level of vaccine injuries and deaths that are grossly underreported. So the American people don't have the facts by which to make a decision. In addition to insisting the adverse vaccine events are very rare, which is a lie, they're not very rare, the CDC, along with other COVID apologists, downplay all the data I just gave you. But even if severe vaccine injuries and deaths were rare, which they aren't, I see interview with a physician's assistant, Deborah Conrad, that let's vaccinate everybody fanatics, that sacrificing a few to save the many is justified, and that's immoral. It's justified, and it is still wrong, as stated in the 1997 New England Journal of Medicine. So this prestigious New England Journal of Medicine considers giving people vaccines which can cause serious harm and death, according to the this physician's assistant, Deborah Conrad, and the fanatics saying that it's important that sacrificing a few to save the many is justified. The New England Journal of Medicine denounces that and says that's criminal and immoral and a violation of the Nuremberg Code. Okay, so governments and other supporters of forced vaccination are denying that they are violating Nuremberg Code. Hey, look, the Nuremberg Code is easy to read. It's easy to tell if people are violating it. Now, let's look at some other things, and we're going to do that in just a moment. But before we get into the other facts and statistics, our society, America, other European societies, other nations around the world, we are moving in a particular trajectory. We're moving towards an end game. We're moving towards a particular intentionally designed end game. The end game is to overrule through any means necessary, by law, by economics, by whatever. It's to overrule the Nuremberg Code, and their end game is to force every single person in America and around the world They want to force everyone to have mandatory vaccinations, no matter how dangerous it may be for that person to get the COVID vaccination. They may have a high susceptibility to all these secondary diseases that can easily happen after getting the COVID vaccination. But they're going to force people, just like Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany did, and they're going to force the masses to get those vaccinations. Now, they're not telling us, they're lying to us right now. They're not telling us exactly what it means by we're going to force everybody to get the vaccines. But I'll give you a few hints that have been discussed and that are on the horizon. Number one is they will use the full extent of the law, the courts. They will fire people from their jobs, whether or not they have a job or not. They will drop them from their health insurance plans. They will do anything. They will lock people up. They will arrest people. There has been serious discussion over and over again about putting people, and let's just call it for what it is. They have been seriously discussing the prospect of putting people in concentration camps. They have already built concentration camps and other facilities to kill off all those people who have refused to take the coronavirus vaccine. Think about that. Think about that. The only people that we can remember in recent history who threatened their people under a dictatorship, they threatened their people that unless they abided by the rules and did the medical things that they were told to do by the Nazis and Adolf Hitler, that if they didn't obey the illegal rules of the Nuremberg Code, they would be sentenced to concentration camps where they most likely were going to go through a forced death. Remember, the concentration camps were not voluntary. The end game in the Vox concentration camps was not merely to isolate you from other people. The end game of the concentration camps was to put you in a camp and then through whatever stealth mechanism, like starvation, poor diet, or you died of the coronavirus, using any number of stealth methodologies, their intention and their plan is to kill people off by the hundreds and thousands, and millions of people will die in America. And could some of those millions of people be your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren, yourself, your husband, people you know and love? Could they be among those that are going to be slotted for death in the concentration camps? The concentration camps are already built. They've been waiting for a crisis because their occult methodology is order out of chaos or order out of manufactured crisis. COVID-19 virus and COVID-19 vaccinations provide the cover story for the concentration camps. Okay, so these people whose parents went through the Nazi Germany, who went through the Nuremberg trials, okay, have written this article, and they've become very active in speaking out. And they are warning that this danger escalates, and let me read this to you. Academic science, the military, industry, and clinical medicine were tightly interwoven back then in Nazi Germany. They were tightly interwoven, as they are right now in America at this exact second. The Nazi system destroyed a social conscience in the name of public health. Notice that the normal social conscience of human beings can be programmed to be destroyed. So you can program the masses to have their natural human social conscience destroyed in the name of public health. Nazi propaganda used fear of infections, epidemics, to demonize Jews as the spreaders of the disease, as a menace to public health. Medical mandates today are a major step backward towards a fascist dictatorship and genocide. These undermine our dignity as well as our freedom. First, it was vaccination mandates for children. Now it's for adults. The stark lesson of the Holocaust is that whenever the doctors join forces with government and deviate from their personal, professional, clinical commitment to do no harm to the individual, medicine can then be perverted from a healing humanitarian profession to a murderous apparatus. What sets the Holocaust apart from all other mass genocides is the pivotal role played by the medical establishment. Medical doctors and prestigious medical scientists, prestigious medical institutions, lent the veneer of legitimacy to their planned murder, to infanticide, and to the mass murder of civilians. Well, what does that mean? Really simple. The prestigious doctors, the prestigious institutions, the prestigious laboratories, and other prestigious medical societies, they empowered the mass deaths, the concentration camps, the mass slaughter. They empowered the Holocaust by lending the legitimacy of their prestigious institutions as a kind of endorsement to the mass murder. A 2018 article in the American Journal of Public Health said this: physicians became Nazified more thoroughly and much sooner than any other profession. As Nazis, they did more in the service of nefarious regime than any of their extra professional peers. So that means that of all the highly prestigious scientists and peer groups, scientific peer groups that were the most aggressive and took the highest level of leadership position in conducting the Holocaust, the people who went, you know, full berserk crazy in leading other professionals into the slaughter of innocents, was the medical establishment. You wouldn't think that would happen, but that's exactly how it happened. And then it says this: make no mistake, those who are going along with this horrible COVID-19 agenda got red-hot flaming mad when they were compared to Nazis. Of course they got red-hot flaming mad when they were compared to Nazis. You know why, and I know why. I have noticed, even as a parent, as you have too, I have noticed that whenever you confront a child or an adult about lying, whenever you make an accusation to somebody and accuse them of lying. Okay? If they are truly guilty of lying, then they are going to be the most aggressive, the angriest, and the most resentful and bitter of any other group that you accuse them of lying. Why? Because they're actually guilty of what you accuse them of. So, and then in global research, it says, and then they will immediately start doing the I'm not a Nazi polka dance, a dance of decent that attempts to provide all sorts of rationalizations and excuses as to what's going on today, and that it shouldn't be compared to what the Nazis did. And they will lash out, the pro-vaccine people, and they will lash out and attack with a vengeance anyone who dares to make such comparisons as these articles shown here. But the truth must be told, no matter how unpleasant and no matter how much it hurts. So again, the source here through global research is the people whose parents were part of the Holocaust. The children and the sons and daughters of the people of the Holocaust, the people who were witness to the atrocities, these are the people who become, the people who are really guilty are the ones who become most furious. Now, here's a disclaimer, and for the sake of integrity, we need to read it. Please understand, I'm not saying to call every person you encounter who tries to enforce a mask or a vaccine mandate a Nazi. Especially, don't use it to shut down a conversation in the same way someone might try to shut down a conversation by calling you an anti-vaxxer or a conspiracy theorist. You want to be able to discuss things with people calmly and rationally. In some cases, in a hard line approach is warranted. In some cases, it's appropriate to say to doctors and nurses who are administering COVID vaccines that they are participating in murder. But do it calmly and firmly. Don't act like a raving lunatic. But how you approach a given person or act will depend on the situation, and the decision will be yours. My advice is when in doubt, don't be nice, but never lose sight of the evil you are up against. What really irks me is that while some Holocaust survivors are trying to warn the world oppressive COVID-19 policies, is Nazi history repeating itself, the Holocaust survivors and Jewish groups are angry and deeply offended by such comparisons, as the March 2021 article in the Pittsburgh Jewish Chronicle demonstrates. So we have all these major news media. They're outraged, especially Jewish media, they're outraged by comparing the pro-vaccination mentality in some of the Jewish press and the secular press. They're very angry at people who would say that they have the same mentality as the Nazis had. But you know what? Like it or not, they do have the same mentality. And they should know better, more than anyone, how evil a thing this is. Let's never forget that when the Jews in Nazi Germany and the others in Nazi Germany were warned by their fellow Jews, were warned by their fellow citizens over and over again, when they heard the reports of the Holocaust and the camps and the gassing to death and the other burning people alive in ovens, when they heard the facts through the rumor mills, they always said the same thing. They always denied it. They always went into a psychological state of denial. I can't believe it's happening here. Now, where is this going? You better wake up, and you better wake up fast. None of this is being said to you right now on the Paul McGuire Report. I'm not saying any of this to you to frighten you or scare you. I'm saying this to wake you up so you can be alert, cognizant, and be aware with your consciousness and do something proactive against it. The way things are currently going, they're going this way. They, in many nations across the world, like Sweden, Australia, etc., they are already at this very moment, or they have passed, they've already passed laws in the last couple of weeks that make it mandatory for you to have a proof of vaccine certificate on you, or you can't go on a plane, or you can't go into a public building with more than 100 people. And you are restricted from going to so many places because you do not have a vaccination passport which proves that you were vaccinated recently. Now, the second step or the second phase in this is not some like driver's license card proving you were vaccinated. The second step in this proof of vaccination process is you will be forced to receive a microchip implant, a nanochip implant, a biochip implant, a DNA chip implant, or some other electronic implant embedded in your body or mind, most likely in your hand or your forehead. These are biochip implants. The way they technologically function, they function on a wireless to satellite interface, or they function from a wireless to a computer brain interface. They're a chip, an electronic chip. Now, this is like, now you're going beyond the Nazi Germans. The vaccine, here's a famous journalist, Naomi Wolf, an excellent author. This is what she wrote. The vaccine passport platform is the same platform as the social credit system like in China. It means that when you act like a good citizen, you get a boost. And when you act like a bad citizen, opportunities get closed to you. Maybe your child doesn't get into the college or get into the prep school. Maybe you don't get that job. You don't get that promotion. The vaccine passport that is being proposed in the rest of the West is the same platform. There's no coming back from this. There won't be capitalism. There won't be free assembly. There won't be privacy. There won't be any choice in anything you want to do in your life. And there will be no escape. If you don't understand the enormous implications from the researcher, highly respected author and researcher, Naomi Wolf, then you are, there's no difference between you, my friend. I'm not here to pick on you. I'm saying this in love. I'm speaking the truth in love. But if you can't see the truth in what she is warning, there is no difference in your lack of ability to perceive what's happening correctly in the United States or Europe or China or Russia. There's no difference between your inability to perceive what's happening correctly and the mass inability of the people of Nazi Germany and the Nazis and the medical establishments in Nazi Germany. All of those people had a collective ability where they were blind from seeing what was really happening. They had collective denial. It was the collective denial which incapacitated them visually and intellectually, and they could no longer see the clear handwriting on the wall. I am telling you with everything in me, after researching intensely, I was just speaking to somebody the other day. Oh, it was today on the phone. And this person said to me, Paul, you have been warning. We were talking about this and the microchip implant. She said, Paul, you have been warning people about this for over 50 years, for over five decades, in your books, your television programs, your radio programs, articles, conferences. You have been warning us year after year after year. Accumulatively, you've been warning us, Paul, for over 50 years. That isn't an embellishment. That's the truth. Why did I warn you and many others for over 50 years? And now here we have arrived at the very day that the warnings come to a maturity date. It's happening now. I have said for 50 years, I have stressed the importance of immediate action and being proactive. I have been largely ignored. I've been called every name under the sun for daring to tell the truth. The worst attacks, the most venomous attacks that I have received have not been from the atheists or the liberals. The most venomous and evil attacks that I have received have been from born-again evangelical Christians who are married to their denial. And I am telling you with love and sadness, not with, I don't have any delight in me whatsoever. I'm telling this to you with grief and sadness that the absolute hell that is about to descend upon us is going to be like a whirlwind you've never experienced in your entire life. If you don't yet comprehend what's coming down, just begin to read these news stories of what it is like with the communist Chinese social credit system and the German social credit system and the Swedish social credit system. These are all electronic computer surveillance, AI surveillance system designed to classify you, profile you, and then via computer and AI, punish you every day or reward you every day. But what people in China have communicated to me, they have said that the old-fashioned ways where they used to just arrest Christians, beat them up, rape the women, throw them in concentration camps, throw them in prisons, and do all kinds of horrible things to them. These Chinese people have said to me, they were far better off in that old, brutal, totalitarian system. They were far better off than they are now in this computerized, artificially intelligent, electronic surveillance system, which uses a social credit system, where every good deed they do for communism is registered as a point, and every way you deviate from the communist system is registered as a negative point. And it's on that basis you will have a job or have no job. It's on that basis your child will have a job or no job. It's on that basis that you will be allocated your food rations or you will starve to death. You see how this plays out? This is torturous micromanagement, and they will punish you, and you will suffer and weep bitter tears. You will go to concentration camps where they will sell your bodily organs for massive financial profit. You will be sent into prison camps, concentration camps, where you will work in slave labor because of your social credit card system, and you will be forced to receive either positive points or negative points. And if you get negative points, like you speak out against the vaccine, you will be punished with a harshness that only Nazi Germany and Communist Russia were guilty of. You know, I'm doing this show for you today, and I'm immersed in researching stuff. But I need to be honest to you. I have thick skin because I do a deep dive into this kind of heavy, heavy research all the time because I have a hunger and a passion for truth that's unquenchable. That's just who I am. That's who God called me to be. But may I say something to you? As I read to you these facts, as I issue to you this faithful warning of a watchman on the wall, I must tell you that as a human being, just like you, that in my humanity right now, I am in a psychological state of disturbance. I am in a state of a spiritual burden and a spiritual turmoil that is so intense I don't have words to describe it. To me, as somebody who's devoted his life to studying this, and when did Paul McGuire's research really begin? Far younger than 50 years ago. Paul McGuire's research began officially. Unofficially, it began when I was like, you know, in first grade, in kindergarten, because of the high-level books I was reading. But when I had to read, in third grade, the book by Aldous Huxley, Brave New World, when I had to read in third grade the book by George Orwell, 1984, about totalitarian regimes that would emerge in the future, reading those books hit me like lightning bolts, hitting a lightning bolt. They changed my life forever. I'm telling you, reading what happened in Orwell's 1984 and Huxley's Brave New World changed my life forever. It was never the same. I could never walk down the street and see reality in the same way. My innocence was gone forever. The luxury that I once had very briefly and very momentarily, the luxury that I once had to be blind to the facts and the ugly truths of brutality, they dissipated when I read those two books. Those books shook me to the core of my DNA. They opened my eyes and they set me on fire. And by that I mean knowing the truth, the historical truth about these things, set my inner man on fire. And God used, among many other things, God used the reading of these secular books, Brave New World in 1984. God used the reading and study of these secular books as God's way of opening up my eyes and seeing the truth for the first time in my life. After my encounter by reading those two books, whenever I would read a book, whenever I'd read a book on a scientist or a science fiction book or go to a museum or whatever, everything I looked at from that moment on, I looked at through the grid. I looked at through the prism. I looked at through the perception of a deeply embedded truth about what real realities was. Why? Because after reading those books in third grade, everything I saw about reality that I read about in those books, I instantly comprehended. I instantly received. I instantly owned as the truth. And it was like opening Pandora's box. Do I regret that I did it? No. Absolutely not. I would never regret what I know, even though it is of unbelievably painful anguish that I walk around every single day of my life with a glaring ability to see unpleasant and often horrific a truth. God used those books to hit me with lightning, to open up my eyes to the truth. And so from there, he led me in a secular quest for truth based on a study of secular history, secular science, etc., etc. Why did God have to lead me down a secular pathway? Because with very few exceptions, all Christians, remember, I came from a secular humanist, atheist household, but all the Christians I met, they were in the zone of playing church. All the Christians I met were in the zone of fantasy land. All the Christians that I met were in denial of what was happening. They were in some kind of twilight zone of escapism. And so the Christians that I met and knew and interacted with me, sadly to say, I have to tell you with a broken heart, that they left me with a mouthful of sand. There were times in my life, this is all in my new book, by the way, which you need to get. You can get it right now. I'm racing to finish it. I know I've said that a lot, but I wasn't going to cheat you. And by that, I had to put in everything that was relevant. And you can get my new book at a financial discount. The name of the book is Power from On High. And it tells these truths and lots more. And in that book, you will read about my search for the truth. You will read about my living up on Lookout Mountain and Laurel Canyon, and where I accidentally, while I was hiking in the mountains, I was near what was called the famous Lookout Mountain Avenue Laboratory, which was allegedly an MK Ultra LSD hypnotic mind programming operation, which pretended to be merely a film studio, but in reality, many people thought it was an MK Ultra studio, a programming studio. And I could get into that and more, but I won't at this particular moment. So I'm sharing this with you because what other people that I highly respect, their research reveals, what my research reveals is that we are moving with lightning speed. We are going to merge the technology of COVID and the technology of the COVID-19 vaccination. And there may be an intermediary step like a driver's license, but very, very, very soon after that, the next steps in the COVID vaccination and all that technology, the next step will be guaranteed 100%. This is their end game. They're going to embed every single person that did not take the vaccination. They're going to embed every single person with a microchip implant, a biochip implant, a nanochip implant, or a DNA chip implant that will function like a Chinese credit card system. And they're going to go 100%, and they're going to launch and ignite what Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, calls the global reset. And what is the global reset? They said it in their own words. The global reset is the demolishing of the cashless society. It's the demolition of cash. And the global reset is the demolition of cash maybe an intermediary step of a Bitcoin or an intermediary step of a nanochip, biochip, computerized implant, which is a wireless chip. It's a biochip where through wireless technology, they can read your mind. You become a broadcaster and receiver, and they can read your thoughts. You can communicate to them on a wireless basis. They can communicate to you on a wireless basis. And it plugs you into their coup d'etat, which is the New World Order / Global Reset hive mind, or World Brain, which will be a supercomputer incorporating artificial intelligence, which will allow them to monitor and analyze and profile electronically, conduct surveillance on every person alive for militaristic, totalitarian game plans. That's where we're going now. That's where we're going now, and we're talking about in the immediate future. So we don't have much time left. And so let me wrap it up by saying this. Knowledge is power. You need to read. I don't care if you don't like to read. Let me tell you, that's a funny thing about reading. Read books that interest you. Read books on some of the subjects I've been talking about. Start with articles if you have to. I understand the dilemma you have. I'm a big reader, so I have an advantage. Okay, when I was a tiny child, I was reading. When I was in grammar school, I had a PhD level, reading level. Okay, why? Because my parents, who were atheists and agnostics, demanded that I read and think for myself. But I opened up the new neurological pathways of my mind, increased my intelligence, my cognitive abilities, my perceptive abilities. But the critical thing is that turning on or activating your brain enables you to access super intelligence, super perception, super analytical ability, and many other accelerated growth attributes to anyone who chooses to access their brain and mind. Now, time is running out because the global reset, as many of you know, is really the New World Order. But New World Order is bad from a PR standpoint. So now they call the New World Order the Global Reset. It's the same Global Reset / New World Order that was birthed in ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel. It's also known as Mystery Babylon. Ancient Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel was the world's first New World Order. It was the world's first one world government, one world religion, and one world economic system. And the knowledge of how this works, including the technology, the sorcery, the magic, the science by which this works, is all based on knowledge that's been passed by from empire to empire, from kingdom to kingdom, through what are known as secret societies. And what's even further of interest is how the Nazi game plan, the vaccination, COVID vaccination game plan, the global reset game plan, the global government, the global economic system, and the global religion game plan all synergistically fuse together to produce Mystery Babylon, otherwise known as the New World Order, otherwise known as the Global Reset. That's where we are. And mankind will never be the same. Now, we're going to be back in just a moment with some important news. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Spread this channel far and wide. We'll be back in a moment. Make sure you go visit our website. Thousands of free hours of videos, teaching, conference interviews, big book discounts like the big financial savings on my new book, Power from On High, free discounts on the books, free articles, all kinds of great stuff. Go to paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us, and we'll be back in just a second. You are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. On Paul McGuire. Now, it's important to interlock all of this information into one cohesive, comprehensive system of data, content, and facts. By that, I mean it's not enough just to talk about science, technology, physics, economics. All of that is of vital importance. But what you need to know, and this is not a side issue, this is fact, what you need to know is that in Revelation 12, Bible prophecy warns us of a time coming in the last days, and we're living in the last days. Bible prophecy warns us in the last days that there will be a new world order or a global reset, and that this global reset will bring with it a one-world economic system, a one-world government, and a one-world a one-world economic system, a one-world religion, and a one-world government. That's the same different entities that are listed in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, the global government, global religion, and a globalized society. Why do the Luciferians, the people that worship Lucifer, want that? And by the way, make no mistake about this. Don't be naive. This is not strictly economics, science, and technology. That is a falsehood. This began in ancient mystery Babylon at the time of the Tower of Babel. This is being driven by people at the highest levels of society, the globalist elite, who have chosen to follow and implement Lucifer or Satan's plan. And that is to create a Luciferian New World Order with a global government, a biochip or nanochip implant, and a global economic system. It's critical to the globalist elite, who are, yes, Luciferians. This is critical to them because this is the only avenue by which they gain total power, total control, and a total lockdown of society. Its purpose is to substantially benefit and enrich the super wealthy globalist elite, to make them wealthier beyond anybody's imagination. And in order to do that, this 1% of the population, or actually less, they already control 99% of the wealth. But their game plan for you, specifically the middle class and the lower class, their game plan for you is to take a wrecking ball to your economic world, your societal world. In other words, they want to destroy, they plan to destroy the one world working class, one world middle class. That is their slave labor. These people are worth trillions or hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. They control everything. I gave you on yesterday's program and the day before, I gave you a thorough list in detail, which you can get by revisiting the programs at paulmcguire.us. I gave you a detailed list of all the multinational corporations, all the globalist elite families, and all the economic entities that rule the world. And it turns out that just 12 international banking families and just 12 globalist elite entities rule the world. They rule planet Earth. Now, why this is important, this is precisely what was warned about in the book of Revelation, Revelation 12. This is exactly what was warned about in Revelation 12, where it talks about a mark of the beast, 666, which is either a nanochip implant, a DNA implant, a computer implant, where you can't buy or sell without receiving the mark of the beast. Now, this mark of the beast is intended to be received by a nanochip implant, a biochip implant. That's how they intend to distribute it. And the pretense will be, well, we got to protect you from COVID-19, so we're going to give you the vaccination. But the vaccination is a stealth maneuver in which the real agenda is to give you not so much a vaccination, but to give you a biochip DNA implant, nano implant, et cetera, where you will be under constant surveillance, constant control, and they will be able to read your mind and control your mind, and you will be able to communicate to whatever entity, like your bank, like the global economic system, like your health records, et cetera, will all be on a wireless computer system. This is what is coming down the road at about 100 miles an hour, burning rubber. It is not an accident there's a synergistic combination between the global reset, 5G high-powered wireless technology, the mass surveillance and technology offered up by the EMF frequencies of 5G technology, a nanochip implant, a biochip implant, and the vaccination. This is about the total restructuring of planet Earth into a matrix, into a multiverse, into a virtual reality ruled by a technocratic elite, or what is sometimes known, coined by Aldous Huxley, or it is known as the scientific elite. So be prepared. Have your seatbelt buckled. Be intelligent. Knowledge is power. If you're going to be stupid, if you're going to be married to stupidity, and when you're engaged in arguments with people, the only thing you can spout out of your mouth is just like basically semi-retarded, I mean no insult, semi-retarded, inarticulate regurgitation of stupidity on steroids. That's not going to make you a credible witness for Jesus Christ, and you will. Hear my words. You will fail the destiny and calling of God in your life. You will fail the destiny and calling of God in your life if you lower yourself to rejecting knowledge, which is power. If you stop doing things to increase your cognitive ability, if you stop learning about the particulars in science and technology and other things, you should be able to proactively know what's going to happen before it happens. That knowledge is available to you. Now, here's the trick. Here's the magic weapon. Sorry, I don't believe in magic, but here's the ultimate spiritual weapon. When you merge intensive knowledge and study of the facts, when you merge that with an intensive seeking of God through spiritual warfare and intercessory prayer and waiting on the Lord to speak to you personally and supernaturally, you become a transcendent and you become an unstoppable force. You become David taking down Goliath. You become Joshua taking down the Canaanite Nephilim Rephaim armies, you become more than a mortal man. You become a new man in Christ, or a new woman in Christ. And together, my friend, my brother and sister in Jesus Christ, together we shall take the land. This is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us.